good morning. Welcome, welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call. You can text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. This coming Sunday, the Packers at the Broncos, 5 p.m. You can listen to the game. Not going to be streaming. You can listen, though, to the terrestrial stations, WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center and WCQM 98.3 FM in Park Falls. If you want to listen to some Packers action, Packers at the Broncos, 5 o'clock starting this Sunday on WRCO and WCQM in Park Falls. As promised, we're going to do another edition of All the Best People.
All the Best People.
Donald Trump liked to talk. First time he was in office, that he surrounded himself by nothing but all the best people. Tragically, 40 of the 44 of those best people not going to be back in a second Trump administration because they are not supporting him.
No.
So who will be taking these people's places? All the best. All the best, including Russ Vogt, one of the key authors of Project 2025. He was recently recorded by the nonprofit, the Center for Climate Reporting, the two reporters posing as relatives of a very wealthy potential donor to Donald Trump. So they sat down with him. He had a chance to talk up what they're going to do with Project 2025. Calvin, let's play clip number two from Russ Vogt.
In an ideal world, I mean, I think we could save the country in a sense of... You know, the largest deportation in history, and once that starts, there's going to be you're going to be winning a debate along the way about what that looks like, right? Yeah. And so that's going to cause us get us off of multiculturalism just to be able to sustain and defend the deportation, right? If we're going to have legal immigration, can we get people that actually believe in Christianity? Is that something, or do we have to have, you know, are we not allowed to ask questions about Sharia law? So I want to make sure that we can say we're a Christian nation, and my viewpoint is mostly that I would probably be Christian nationism. That's pretty close to Christian nationalism, because I also believe in nationalism.
That is pretty close to Christian nationalism.
Just from a spelling point of view, it's just lacking a few letters. It's not even like. Also, I don't agree with Christian nationalism whatsoever, but there's nothing stopping you from saying it in the first place. You say it all the time. He's like, can we say that? Yeah. We don't like it.
Marjorie Taylor Greene does.
Josh Hawley says it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Calvin?
Yeah, and then he says, I might be all right with illegal immigrants if they believe in Christianity. I thought the big issue with illegal immigration was from the southern border, Mexicans and Latin Americans. They're very Christian.
Very Catholic.
Yeah. They're one
traditionally very Catholic.
Like, they're one of the most, in terms of populations in the United States, I would say they're one of the more faithful groups.
Yeah. But that shows right there. We have to do this thing. But if you just do this, maybe we'll go along with you. There's always a reason not to completely stand up for your beliefs. There's some little thing like if they're Christians, it's okay. Well, then what's the other thing? If they're Christians and they vow to swear allegiance to Trump, and maybe if you swear allegiance to Trump by writing your name on something, then you get to become a citizen quicker and then you can vote for him sooner and blah, blah, blah. And but it's hokum. I mean, it's not so much that we shouldn't pay attention to it, but it's just so paper thin and everything. Like, let's get rid of multiculturalism. This is America.
Well, and I
the melting pot.
And I find it interesting that in listening to that clip, it sounds to me like Russ Vogt thinks that when they start these massive deportations, it's going to be so popular that we're all going to be cheering. And it's going to be so popular that that's going to take them on this tide of winning.
Yeah. Hey, Russ, remember what happened when Dobbs was decided?
Yeah, that's going really well for you guys.
It didn't really work in your favor. And let's just see what happens to all the jobs that require farmers flat out say they rely on immigration labor to do the jobs. You get rid of that. You get rid of them. Just poof, one day they're gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we get to come to your house when we have the consequences of that action?
855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning, Brendan. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Yeah, I think that you might be putting a little too much sugar on top of this. This is a one religion, one race party. I mean, to say that they're going to all of a sudden want lots of brown people coming in the country might be a little far-fetched. The guy brought Corey Lewandowski back to his
program. Yeah, so, we're going to get to that in just a second, Brendan, but continue.
Yeah, but I mean, with what you just listened to, the only thing the guy couldn't say to these two people was that, hey, we just want white people, white Christians entering the country, and that's really all we're interested in. That's why they're going towards the whole having, you know, women having babies, and let's get rid of all the brown because we don't want to have babies here. And so, I mean, you know, we got to paint it with a little bit of a, I guess, more finer brush. That's all I'd say.
I think you make a good point, Brendan. And I think, too, that it's important people remember when we talked to Andrew Watkins and she talked about these two different views of Christianity within the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. You've got the far right Catholics like Leonard Leo and most of the justices on the Supreme Court. And then you have this hardcore evangelical in Mike Johnson, mm-hmm. The Speaker of the House. And if they would get back into office, there's going to be a clash between whose kind of Christianity is better.
Who's right? Who's the rightest?
Who's the rightest? Thank you so much, Brendan. Really appreciate you checking in and always for listening. Vote told these two guys that his group, the Center for Renewing America, is secretly drafting hundreds of executive orders, regulations, memos to lay the groundwork for quick action on Trump's plans if he wins. Vogt describes his work as creating shadow agencies.
I mean, that really reflects on what Trump did in the last year and a half of his administration, which was not replace any of his cabinet secretaries through the process of confirmation in the Senate. He went and just made them acting so he could fire, he could put in whomever he wanted,
yes,
and then fire whenever he wanted.
Yes.
And there was none of that oversight needed by the legislative
branch.
You know,
pesky.
I don't have time for checks and balances, Jane.
Just know that I know what's best.
Also, bro, when you say it's secret and you say it out loud, it's not a secret anymore.
Well, and Brendan mentioned, again, we're doing all the best people, looking at some of the people who could join a second Trump administration. Brendan mentioned Corey Lewandowski.
Mm-hmm.
And this started burbling earlier in the week. Chris Lesavita is one of the people who is running the Trump campaign right now. Not everyone is happy with Mr. Lesavita. And so it looks like he is bringing Corey Lewandowski back. This is amazing to me.
He is not one of the best people. Let me tell you this.
This is amazing to me. Corey Lewandowski was with the Trump campaign at the very beginning. Then he got let go shortly after Trump was elected. He brought him back in 2020, and it wasn't too long before Corey Lewandowski was back out after apparently and allegedly trying to molest a woman who was a big Trump donor. That's why they tossed him the last time. It's pretty remarkable. The Trump donor named Trishelle Odom said, quote, "He repeatedly touched me inappropriately, said vile and disgusting things to me, stalked me, and made me feel violated and fearful. I am coming forward because he needs to be held accountable." In a statement from her attorney, Lewandowski is alleged to have said repeatedly that he's very powerful and he can destroy anyone. This is what Lewandowski told this woman, and that he is close with President Trump and can get anyone elected or take anyone out.
Corey Lewandowski is one of the sleaziest people I've ever seen on television. His behavior on election night 2016 was disgusting, and the fact that he was working for CNN after this fact happened is beyond amazing. But it makes sense when the guy in charge is a...
Look at what the things Trump has said.
34 felony counts, convict or
adjudicated rapist.
Adjudicated rapist. That's the bar then. So a guy who's touching someone inappropriately, that's just a Monday at the office. Just deal with it. This is the way we flow, baby. Seriously, this doesn't surprise me.
According to this article that I found in the Bulwark, the only reason that he tossed Lewandowski at that time was because she was a big donor. Yeah. That was the only reason they got rid of him. Yeah. If it had been just some run-of-the-mill donor or some, you know,
campaign worker,
it wouldn't have mattered.
No.
And he would have still been there.
No.
These are the people that are coming back into the Trump orbit who he will bring with him into a second Trump administration. Tom from L.A. is on the line. Good morning, Tom. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. I just want to, again, just compliment you guys. I think you're the part of the reason why Tuesday happened the way it did. And it's
thank
just
you,
really, really hats off to both you guys.
Oh, thanks, Tom.
I am a joyful democracy warrior. I do not believe in Project 2025, whether it was on the Republican side or a Democratic type of administration. I do not believe in authoritarian dictators. We must get all money out of politics and all lobbyists out of politics. It's just the bottom line. And I'm just so happy that Coach Walz and Coach Harris are talking about, you know, reducing child care and reducing health care pricing and taxing the billionaire class. Again, you millionaires are closer to the poorest person on the street in your income than you are to a billionaire. Just let that sink in. You being a millionaire is closer to that person on the street and homeless than you'll ever be to being a billionaire. Also, they're addressing rent and mortgage, reducing the cost of that. They're also reducing the prices on groceries by breaking up these big monopolies.
It'll be interesting to see moving forward, Tom. And thank you for your compliments. And shout out to Sage Weil and our entire civic media family for trying to get the word out about what is accurate and what is factual. We're going to continue with all the best people. Stay close and join us. 855-752-4842. This is Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Morning and welcome to Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. I see what you did there with that bumper music, Calvin. That was nice. We're talking about we're talking about all the best people who could be part of a second Trump administration, should he get reelected. Corey Lewandowski is back. He was fired in 2020 after he, according to Mrs. Odom, big, big Trump donor, he was aggressive with her and handsy with her, came on to her aggressively, telling her that he works out twice a day, runs 400 miles a week, which would mean two marathons a day. And he also told Mrs. Odom, who is married with five children, he can last 8 hours at a time, ladies. Grr.
Cool. Yeah, you and Sting, good job, I guess.
Doesn't sound enjoyable for either person.
Thank you, right? Calvin. The young person gets it. The youngest person gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ew.
That's just such a weird brag. That's such a weird brag.
Well, but isn't that indicative, though, of this mindset?
Oh, it's a, yeah, right? So that it's power this, alpha
it's
male.
It's the douche bro mindset.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say douche, because, like, that even gives it too much, you know, douche bro. That is the mind of that alpha male guy who thinks that you can go ahead, if you want to work, that's fine, but the moment we get married, you're going to stay home and have kids because that's your job.
It's your role.
It's your role.
It's your role.
And you should be happy about that because that's the most important role, except for what I do. And I want you to stay home and do everything I want you to do, but then I'm going to do whatever I want because I'm a man and I have needs, honey. I have 8 hours worth of needs to give people. He is every guy I see on TikTok or Instagram who's slinging a self-help thing or pills or something, or like, if you're not driving a Lambo by 25, are you even a man? He is that guy.
And it sounds like Trump is going to surround himself with a whole bunch of those guys.
Yeah.
Because it's such a healthy masculinity. That's what you want.
That's why they call it, toxic masculinity.
Mm. In case you've forgotten, because we have done this segment before, All the Best People, let's reintroduce ourselves to Johnny McEntee.
Can I go to the bathroom
No,
right now?
No, you have to stay.
Ah, dang it, I hate Calvin, this guy.
Let's play the clip where Johnny McEntee brags about handing out counterfeit money to homeless people. It's just for a giggle.
So I always keep this fake Hollywood money in my car. So when a homeless person asks for money, then I give them like a fake $5 bill. So I feel good about myself. They feel good. And then when they go to use it, they get arrested. So I'm actually like helping clean up the community, you know, getting them off the street.
What a patriot. Johnny McEntee. We have a second clip of Mr. McEntee, Calvin. Let's play that one.
I work for the Heritage Foundation on their Project 2025, which is in charge of staffing the next administration should Trump win. So in the last year of the administration, last year in the White House, I ran the personnel office, which is in charge of like hiring and firing 4,000 political appointees in the executive branch, anything from like the Secretary of Defense to like a scheduler. So we're kind of like thinking ahead, like if Trump wins in November, who are good people to get in? Like, who are the people from the last administration that were super successful and competent in their roles that can like move into senior roles? You know, giving him like a team that's all rowing in the same direction to like really hit the ground running. Because the first time it was sort of the dog that caught the car, mm-hmm. and it was like, whoa, wait, Trump won? Yeah. I thought he would win, but no one else did. You know, like there was nothing ready. There was no infrastructure. There was no staffing. And you have to run the entire federal government. So. Yeah. You rely on your DC network. You rely on establishment Republicans. And sometimes that's okay. But, you know, when you have a candidate that, like Trump that's a little more outside the box, you need people that agree with him.
Completely.
That last 10 seconds is the most telling. Like from dog catching its tail to the end, that is the most important part right there. And one thing I did notice, when you watch those Johnny McEntee videos, that $5, that's all part of like a series of things right. for a conservative dating site.
Yep.
The way their voices change when they get off camera, if you will, quote unquote off camera, they're not filming their character. I do this thing, but when he was just in there talking, it's like, and it just shows me this is all an act get your way.
Oh, yes.
To be the most horrible person on earth to get more power. It's disgusting.
Article in The Guardian says Johnny McEntee is widely reported to be involved in preparations for a Trump second term featuring far-reaching reforms under Project 2025. Don't forget, Donald Trump wants to oversee the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission.
Jane, how
he wants to oversee the Federal Elections Commission. They want to kill the EPA and the Department of Education.
The weather department.
They want to privatize NOAA.
Yeah.
And they want to remove any mention of climate from everything, because if the word isn't there, Greg, therefore it does not exist.
I, to be fair, if you take that word out long enough, people will forget about it because they're going to move on with their lives and do other things. And people will say, oh, yeah, climate change. I remember we used to talk about that, right? I don't hear about that much. Exactly. So,
yeah, as
lulling us to sleep, essentially.
Well, but people are still going to be dealing with floods and fires and extreme heat. And so no one's going to realize that it's much hotter because they took the word climate out of everything.
Well, then, but that's the thing is, if they do that, and if they're in control of the FCC, where you know how we get to you, news on the radio and on television won't be able to report it in such a fashion. All they will say is there was a hurricane in Hawaii. And thus and so, nothing else.
Well, and that's a good point for and Calvin, you appreciate this too. If he gets control of the FCC, he can pull broadcast licenses from any media outlet he does not like.
Mm-hmm.
That would not be a good thing.
No.
You may not like the Fourth Estate, it's still really important to have the Fourth Estate. Laura from Wisconsin Rapids, listening on WFHR. I'm just exhausted by the conservative political use of Sharia law as a fear tactic when they are quite literally doing the Christian version of Sharia with Project 2025. Laura, you are so right.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely what it is.
Absolutely. It's Christian fundamentalism. It's the worst version of Christianity, just like over there, it's the Islamic terrorists.
The most extreme.
The most extreme, basing it off of 7th century Islamic law. They're doing the same thing here with Old Testament Smitey God. Smitey God going to come for you and your FCC licenses, people, because Smitey God don't like climate change. Only Smitey God does climate change.
MAGA loves smiting. Mark from Prairie du Sac. Real briefly, Mark, we don't have a whole lot of time. What did you want to say?
Well, that's what Walker did to the DNR, because I actually worked there. When Walker came
yes.
out, he wanted climate change removed from the dialogue, period. I mean, that he is just, it's Walker on steroids, and I mean that... It is just sad for these people, this whole Christian movement thing. They don't seem to realize that roll back for a few hundred years, most of what they preach now would be considered heresy, and they'd be subject to getting hung, because if we have the religious ones who are in charge, they'd be getting hung like they did in New England.
Thank you so much, Mark. We are right up against the wall. News is coming up next. Stay close and join us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Calvi on the board. We are coming to you live from our very steamy studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join us at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Elon continues to actively ruin. I just want to give you a little heads up. Coming up on Monday, I am very, very excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely TikTok.
She neither ticks nor talks.
I do neither of those with any great frequency. But I was on last week, and this guy showed up as I was looking around for things, and he calls himself Mr. Global.
Yeah.
His name is Matt Randolph. Okay. And he has been in the oil and gas industry for more than 30 years. He has a company based out of Texas. I believe he is in Oklahoma. I have never heard someone break down so clearly about drilling and gas prices and oil prices and what affects what and what movements affect the market. And I think it's going to be a really, really interesting conversation. If you have questions, send them in now.
Yes.
Send them to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Mr. Global, Matt Randolph joining us Monday at 11 o'clock, right after the 11 o'clock news, to talk about oil and gas prices. I think it's going to be a really interesting conversation.
I already have three questions I want to ask him. When you see, in today's day and age of social media, a name like Mr. Global, my immediate thought was someone who looked like Calvin, who like just... I'm not insulting you, Calvin. Don't look at the camera like that. But like Mr. Global sounds like a young person's TikTok handle name. But he looks like an uncle. He's an older gentleman.
Yeah.
And just the idea like Mr. Global is like, no, I'm not here to like sell you something. I'm here to tell you the truth. Sit down. It's going to get real. Yes, Calvin?
See, Mr. Global makes me think of Latin American hip hop star Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide.
I like how you had to say Latin America as opposed to, you know, librarian extraordinaire Pitbull. Like, well, you had to
pull some sound from him, and we could use that as bumpers for Matt Randolph on Monday. Matt Randolph, Mr. Global, talking about the oil and gas industry.
Yeah.
His explanations are so concise, and I love people will ask him questions and slam him for whatever. And
oh, yeah.
He's got this great, okay.
Yeah.
Let me take you to class. and explain how this actually works.
Mm.
So it's going to be a very interesting discussion that's coming up Monday, right after the 11 o'clock news at 11:06. Last half hour of the show on a Friday.
Oh, boy.
Thought we'd lighten things up just a hair.
A skosh?
A skosh. Okay. A scooch.
A scooch, a skosh.
I'm just not into it.
Okay. So.
What are you just not into? It's not your thing. It's not your whatever. The meh. I'm just not into it. It can be movie. It could be music. It can be anything.
And it doesn't have to be like full on hate either. We don't want to like.
No. This is just about, I wouldn't do that.
It
ain't my thing.
People who like it, it ain't my jam.
Yeah.
It is not my jam. Just really quick, John from Oshkosh sent a question, and we will take that question, put it into like a little hopper, and we'll ask throughout the show. So yes, please send those questions in for Mr. Global on Monday. Yeah, so let's start at the impetus of why we're talking about this today. You have an aversion to stickers.
No, I don't. I'm not sticker averse.
You seem to be.
I just don't sticker.
Yeah.
I do not sticker.
Ever?
No.
Not even like at home on like a container to say like, oh, you know, ground beef, February.
No.
Okay.
And I mean, I think it's great. You sticker.
I very much sticker. Not too much, though. I'm not over sticker.
Calvin, do you sticker?
I might be even more extreme than Jane. I get kind of OCD about having stickers on my stuff.
Is like, it too, it's too much, too busy?
Yeah, like my laptop and stuff. Like, I don't like to put stickers on my laptop and that kind of thing.
I just recently de-stickered one of my laptops because I was just like, time to clean. Yeah. And my work laptop has three, and they're like, when it comes to stickers, I've become OCD as well. It's like, I want them in order on my car. I have them in a corner of each of the glass in the back panel. I don't want where I go on stickers is this. I don't want to know your life story on your car bumper.
And people can do this.
I mean, they're like, it's like, oh my gosh, I get it. You love knitting. It's great. But it seems like almost against the law how many stickers you have on your car. But
what is your thing that you're just not into? 855-752-4842. Are you pro sticker? Are you anti-sticker? Do you not have a comment on stickers? Could be something completely different.
Matt from Germantown being a smart Alex say, I'm just not into Greg's beard.
JK, just kidding.
I don't know about that
just
one.
Just kidding.
Like, I'm hurt now.
But I thought about this because when I was out at the farmer's market and we have these great little WAUK stickers.
Yeah.
And the kids love them, which I understand. Maybe I was missing stickers from my childhood. I have no childhood association to stickers.
There was no stickers on the mortuary.
I don't remember in the 60s if we did stickers.
There were stickers in the 60s, Jane.
No, we had nothing. We didn't have wheels, Greg. I mean, come on.
Now I remember. This is the impetus of the conversation, is that you were at the farmer's market and, and you said the stickers were wildly popular with everybody.
Yep.
Kids were
not just kids,
adults. And I said that made sense. Adults love stickers. And you were like, really? I said, yeah, because at the Tap, which, by the way, three shows this weekend, two tomorrow, laughingtap.com, Brad Wenzel. We have a pile of stickers at the front. Actually, not a pile. It is, Calvin, you'll appreciate this. It's a wonderfully arranged group of three different stickers.
In neat rows.
And actually, they're in like little, they look like a Wi-Fi signal. They're, you know, they're free. And people all the time, they get so excited. And it's always the same. I'm going to put this on my beer fridge. I'm going to put this on my water bottle. I'm going to put this on my car. I'm going to put this on my notebook. I think adults are more excited about stickers than kids are. Kids are like get excited and then they kind of, but when they
move on.
You give a kid a sticker book, they're in hog heaven. You give an adult a sticker that they want. Oh my gosh. And if you tell them it's free.
Even better.
Oh my God.
855-752-4842. What is the thing? You're just not into it. Okay. It could be anything. It could be a band. It could be anything.
Calvin, what about you? Like, what do you got?
I was going to stay on stickers for a minute. Yes. If you're going to put stickers on something, you got to like commit to the bit and like cover it in stickers, in my opinion.
One is not enough.
You're a completionist.
Even like three isn't really enough. Like, if you're going to do it, do it.
There's something called subtle taste and design, Calvin. I have three wonderfully placed stickers on my work computer that I think add life and pizzazz.
And I agree because it takes up most of the surface area of the laptop thing. I'm not saying they have to be like overlapping or anything.
Maybe
like that.
Neatly spaced.
They can be neatly spaced, but really cover it.
Matt, God, we've got a lot of Matt's texting us right now. Robert from McFarland says, I'm not into TikTok and I won't miss it.
I hear you, Robert.
I get that too. I do too. I would love to be on TikTok more. Actually, I'd love to do like videos on TikTok because they're fun. I just, there's just no time.
Yeah. And you can seriously end up going down rabbit holes that will take you for hours. But again, that's how I found Mr. Global. This oil and gas expert who's going to be on Monday, which I thought was pretty lucky. Matt from Richland Center listening on WRCE while dining out. Tableside meal preparation. I don't want to watch you make my Caesar salad. It's awkward. And dogs.
Wait.
Not at a restaurant.
Oh, I thought you meant you're not into dogs.
I'm assuming.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, if it's an outdoor restaurant, I get that. Like Bridget and I, we take our dog to there's a brewery that allows dogs on their patio and.
I don't mind that.
You know, she's... You know,
and service dogs are
Yeah, oh,
are
well,
fine.
That's not even... That's right. You got a problem with service dogs. You got a problem with me, son. But people go... I've never seen tableside Caesar salad, but it's always the table size. Oh, my God, they make the guac at your table. It's always white people excited about this. They make the guac at the table. It's like you're in Mexico. You're not in Mexico. You are in Sturtevant. Oh, my God, it's the greatest thing ever. I just think table-sized guac is just their way of charging you $3 more for guac.
I think you have a point.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Although it is really good guac.
It's great guac, and it's expensive to begin with, but I don't need to see a guy make it. That's fine.
I'm just not into it. What is your it? 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Matt from Germantown, I don't think I could handle stickers on my computer. My office has to be perfectly organized. My computer desktop has no icons except for what I'm actively working on.
All right, Matt. All right.
Hey, whatever works for you.
I want to walk into his office and just move like his pencil cup.
Don't mess
like,
with his pencils.
Mike from Green Bay says, Taylor Swift. Sorry, Swifties.
That's all right, Mike. We're not judging. We're not judging. Whatever. We're just asking.
Whatever.
You're just not into it.
And then Matt from Richland Center responds back. No, dogs in general. Oh. Not into dogs. Okay.
All right.
Are you a cat person then? Brian Kelly. Fancy Brian Kelly gets at us. Eddie Redmayne. That is very specific. Academy Award actor Eddie Redmayne. I don't know what.
Just not into him.
What did he do to you, Brian? We'll talk about that later. But yeah, I mean, and see, this is what I wanted. I didn't want like. I don't like, you know, climate change because nobody there's some people who loves climate change, but I love these, you know, Eddie Redmayne and dogs and Taylor Swift because that's what it's really about. They're not your jam.
Yeah. I don't hate it, but you know, I'm just not, it ain't my thing.
And you not liking it doesn't take away from anyone else's enjoyment. Exactly. That's what I always tell people. It's like, oh, how can you not? It's like, it doesn't matter if I don't like it. You like it and that's great.
John from Oshkosh listening on WISS. I'm not into golf. The ball isn't moving. No one is trying to tackle you and everyone is quiet. It should be so easy, but it is so hard. You're absolutely right, John. The funniest, I still think Robin Williams, his bit about the man who invented golf is one of the funniest things that you will ever see. Just the stance, the hands, we'll give you a great stick and it's crooked.
I think, John, you're really like right here, you know, it's quiet. No one's trying to tackle you. They have chess boxing. So why not football, golf, foot golf or golf ball or something?
Just with some more contact.
You wear some pads and like you purposely scream as they go for the swing. Like you zhuzh it up, man. I think you got something here, John. I think you're sitting on $1 billion idea.
That would change the whole tenor of the game. It certainly would.
Yeah.
Somebody on WXCO, I'm just not into Trump.
That's okay. Neither is Melania.
Burn. Nice one.
Angie from Monroe writes in, says, I love TikTok, the fun videos. Never liked Twitter. My thing is animals. Lately, my chickens. Are you not into them? Okay, no, best entertainer.
She is into animals.
Ooh, and you get to give away eggs. That's so sweet of you, Angie. That's
she
so
says,
very nice of you.
You're the best entertainment ever.
No, John from Oshkosh, no, I'm not signing you up. You're creating this yourself. You've made the model, buddy. I cannot golf ball or
contact golf.
Contact golf. There you go.
Run with it, John.
John, I want to see.
Run with it, John.
I want to see a tour in a year.
What is your thing?
Yeah, what is your thing?
Let me rephrase that.
What's your thing, baby?
I'm just not into it. What is your it? I'm just not into it. My thing is stickers. I don't sticker. I'm not anti-sticker. I just do not sticker things.
Yeah.
Just not my thing.
Do you judge people who sticker?
No.
Oh, that was a long response to an answer I know you're lying about.
Here's what I think stickers are. Stickers are tattoos for inanimate objects.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't make them bad. It just isn't my thing.
Okay. All right. All right.
I'm just not into it. What is your it?
What is your it?
855-752-4842. One more break to go. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Box, Sweet Calvi on the board. Coming to you from our studio in steamy downtown Waukesha. It's really sticky.
It's gross in this studio right now. I'm not going to lie.
It's a little warm. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have news coming up in a little bit. Then, of course, Todd Alba, the fabulous Todd Alba.
Absolutely.
From noon to 2, the award-winning Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4 p.m. and Devils from 4 to 6. Right now, we're taking your comments about, I'm just not into it. What is your it? I'm just not into it. My thing is stickers. I don't sticker.
No judgment.
Sticker away. You sticker people. But what is your thing? Everybody else seems to like, and it just isn't your jam.
Let's see here. Eric from Lodi says, I'm not into the beer or the whole drinking culture. When they say a politician X is someone you'd want to have a beer with, I ask, why would I want to?
Good for you.
I mean, I don't disagree with that. I think there are definitely politicians I'd love to hang out with. I'm talking to you, Tim Walz. But yeah, the relatability of a candidate does not come to me with whether or not I can drink alcohol with them. And this whole notion we really went through in the 2000s and the early teens that you had to see a candidate chugging a beer.
Oh, that's so pathetic.
To really get America.
No,
really. I don't care if you don't. Honestly, I have more respect for a candidate. Like, I don't want to do that.
Exactly.
It's fine.
And there is a much larger population of people who are choosing not to drink.
Absolutely.
Which is, I think that's a good thing.
No,
I think that's a good thing.
Part of that group, kind of, you know.
Yeah, you are.
Barely
you're not
drinking.
Yeah, you're not a big drinker. A vegan cheese said on the live stream, I am just not into golf. I hear you. Along with Matt.
I think I would be more into golf. Golf would be better if it were hockey.
Thank
All right.
you, Matt. Matthew, that is so funny. Golf would be better if it were hockey.
I would like golf more if I was a little bit better at it and I had like a steady partner to play it with. I think about playing golf and I'm like, it's 3 hours and I'm going to be like.
I always liked best ball.
Yes.
So it moves along much faster because I would take forever.
Best ball in a back nine? Oh my gosh, it's like an hour and a half.
Yeah, I played golf on my high school team.
Right.
And, Yeah, I don't know. I can kind of take it or leave it now. Like, I love it in theory, but then to go spend over 3 hours being hot, paying a lot of money, getting frustrated at myself, it's like, I don't know if it's really worth the time.
Seriously, it's one of the few hobbies where you pay a lot of money to really be terrible at something.
Yes, and to be really good, you have to play all the time. Yeah. And you're almost guaranteed you're going to be surrounded by an idiot.
I am just not into cats. And from Chippewa Falls.
I get that.
W-A-U-K.
I want to be into cats. I want to love cats as much as I love dogs. But I see cats, I'm like, I know what this is. This is symbiotic at best.
Somebody listening on WXCO, I'm not into rainy days and Mondays, baby. They always bring me down. Tim from Waukesha listening here on W-A-U-K. I'm just not into Republicans.
And that's a guy in Waukesha,
too. Waukesha.
That is, can I just say for a moment, this conversation we had with Dan earlier, and we were talking about the fact that the Dems were in Waukesha, the Waukesha Dems, had a meeting of over 200 people.
Almost 200.
Okay, I'm going to say...
It was like, I think it was 180.
Knock it on 200. I think that's amazing that people are just getting out there and expressing, because there was a time in Waukesha, if you were a Democrat, you shut up.
Oh, I'm sure.
You were...
Alone.
Thoroughly alone.
Yeah.
It was my mom and me. That was it. Back in the 80s and 90s, it was my mom and me.
It was no one else.
Nobody else.
Yeah, I know. I don't, well, not from Waukesha proper, but I'm from Waukesha County, kind of in the boonies. And I was definitely the lone warrior in high school.
Oh, I bet.
When it came to that.
And I know where you, like, I know where you come from, too. Like, I got family out that way, too. And woo! Diversity in thought is not something always welcome at the dinner table.
It's about having conversations if you can.
Yeah, exactly.
It's about having conversations if you can. Tony on the live stream. Yeah. Also, I'm just not into county fairs. I get why people like them, but I just hate going to them.
I think for me, like, county fairs is fine if you say, like, all right, we're going to go to the county fair for 2 hours, 3 hours at the most. But don't, like, state fair, I get that's an all-day thing. But don't tell me you're going to spend Saturday at the county fair. You're done at the county fair about 30, 35 minutes in. There's no county big enough to have a county fair worth
it's going to keep
day.
You there all day.
No, not at all. Not one bit.
John from Oshkosh texting in. He has a link to a full contact golf video.
Wow, he got that up and running
that
fast,
really
John.
Quick,
holy
John.
Cow, John. My goodness. Jane, what are you doing anything fun this weekend?
We're going to be heading out of town.
Oh.
Next week.
That's right.
So we have some prep stuff to get ready.
We're shutting the show down for 2.5 weeks.
That's right, exactly. So nothing will be happening. No, Greg is going to be here. Calvin will be here. And you're lining up a whole bunch of co-hosts.
I got co-hosts coming in. We're going to have great guests, great segments, civic media folk, and otherwise. We're going to have a really good time. And I hope you come along for the ride. And Jane, you're not allowed to pick up a phone and text us at all because you are on vacation.
Just a chance to take a little breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
And regroup a little bit.
Recombobulate.
Exactly. Because when we get back, it's going to be less than 80 days.
Yeah. And I
mean, far less than 80 days.
I personally love that you take a nice long vacation. I was just actually talking to somebody about this growing up. I don't know if you did this when you were young, but there was that notion of, all right, kids, get in the car. We're driving across country for 2 weeks. That sounds like insanity. But you take a nice long vacation, you get out there and you relax.
Well, I think too, though, Greg, for many, many years and for the vast majority of my career, we could only vacation at certain periods in time.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we were in ratings and you could never be gone.
Yeah.
And then it was, do we both, because I always had a partner. So are you both off at the same time? Is one off with the other? So, and yeah, it's only been the last couple of years that we've actually been able to do this. So it is very, very nice.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it. I'm glad you're taking some self-care time and relaxing. I hope you have a cocktail or two. And
you can bank on that.
Yeah, baby.
All right. News is coming up next. LaughingTap.com.
Yes.
If you're looking for some laughs this weekend, go to LaughingTap.com. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. This weekend's going to be amazing. Brad Wenzel doing 3 shows, 1 tonight, 2 tomorrow. The lineup is actually fantastic as well. Brad, we got a great guest set, great feature and host. And I'll just say this. I told this to Pat Kreitlow, who's coming out tomorrow night. If you like Stephen Wright, you like Mitch Hedberg, you're going to love Brad Wenzel.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. Thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means absolutely everything. I hope you find some joy this weekend and you have the chance to share it. News next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll talk to you Monday.